It's All Things Considered. I'm Jen White. During Sunday's Super Bowl, Detroiters saw the first campaign ad from one of the entries to Detroit's mayoral race. Lisa Howes is a former Democratic state representative and lifelong Detroiter. She joins us now. Lisa, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
Well, considering the challenges Detroit is facing right now, why do you want to be mayor?
Because of those very challenges that we are having today is the reason why I want to be mayor, and because I know that I am uniquely qualified to do the job.
Beyond the financial crisis, what other challenges do you think the city is facing?
The number one issue that's crippling to many Detroiters is the issue of crime. In 2012, we had a record number of murders in the city of Detroit, 411. And so it is my primary focus as a part of my financial plan is to be able to fund my crime plan, which will make our citizens feel more safe and secure in the city of Detroit.
And what does that crime plan include?
Well, number one, I have a part of my leadership team, the former chief of police, James Barron, as my senior advisor on crime and law enforcement. So the first thing that we're going to be able to do is to equip our officers to be able to more effectively and efficiently fight crime. We have to maintain our gang squad units to address the issue of violent crime that takes place among our youth. So that's a measure that we won't be getting rid of as the current administration is looking to do so. And the other part of that is making sure that there's more police presence in our neighborhoods as opposed to in other areas of town.
What you're describing sounds like it would require money. So where would that money come from?
The money would come from a very key place that we've been overlooking for some time. One is there's a potential for $130 million in savings, because that's how much we paid out in cash in fiscal year 2011 for our retiree health care costs. Under my plan, what we will be able to do is through a policy change, have the city of Detroit become the secondary payer on those types of claims. This won't harm the retiree nor their beneficiary, especially if they have health care coverage at another employer. So the potential there is $130 million in savings, which can be redirected to employ more officers on the beat and in the streets fighting crime.
Some people criticize the elected leadership in Detroit. They say they're resistant to outside help, but that the days of Detroit being able to fix its own problems are past. How would you respond to those people?
I don't accept that. Yes, we have had a significant leadership problem in the city of Detroit. Yes, we have not elected individuals to office that, number one, have the skill sets to address the issues of today, like the financial crisis that we're in. But being someone who has worked across party lines in Lansing, who has developed relationships with our representatives in Macomb County, in Oakland County, in Western Wayne County, what I look to bring is the type of leadership that says, yes, I will work with you, because we are one Michigan, and Michigan starts in the heart of the city of Detroit.
So would you take a more regional approach to moving the city forward?
I will exercise all options that are available to move the city of Detroit forward. But first, I will start at home, meaning that we will harness the skill sets, the knowledge, and abilities that are present within the city of Detroit before we would exercise any other options. But I will keep all options open.
And yet the state is already involved in the city's financial process at this point. So how would you work with the state?
Well, number one, I have a relationship with our governor. In fact, we're both CPAs. So we speak the same language. We understand the same language in terms of what great financial crisis, if you will, that the city of Detroit is in.
Lisa Howes is a former state representative and candidate for mayor of Detroit. Lisa, thanks for speaking with us.
Thank you for having me on.
Lisa Howes is joined in the mayoral race by former Corporation Counsel Crystal Crittenden and Democratic State Representative Fred Durhall. Talk about potential candidacies for the office have focused on Mike Duggan, former CEO of the Detroit Medical Center, and Wayne County Sheriff Benny Napoleon. Current Mayor Dave Bing has not announced whether he intends to seek re-election.